Yesterday, the number of women killed violently in Ireland this year has overtaken the figure for the whole of 2025 in just 7 months. Rich, full lives extinguished, families deprived of mothers, sisters and daughters, communities deprived of family, of friends, of colleagues, of neighbours. It's become a cliché to describe violence against women as an epidemic and fatal violence against women as femicide, but that's the reality, Taoiseach. Women's Aid tells us that one in three women has experienced domestic violence in some form. Domestic violence is lived, endured and survived by women every day. But tragically, as we see, sometimes women do not survive. Almost 90% of women murdered in Ireland over recent decades were killed by a man who was known to them. Domestic violence kills. And study after study shows that behaviour of coercive control increases the risk of fatal violence. There's much we can do, Taoiseach, but I want to ask about one policy in particular. Frontline organisations like Women's Aid tell us that financial insecurity and the housing crisis are trapping women and children in violent homes.
There you go. That's Ivana Bacik, the Labour Party leader in the Dáil this week, raising the issue of violence against women in this country. With me on the line to talk about this is Executive Director of the National Women's Council, Corinne Hassan. Corinne, good morning to you and thanks very much for talking to me on the programme about this. Obviously, the numbers are there, eight fatalities this year, eight deaths this year, deeply concerning, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, Derry. Thank you so much for having us on. I mean, to think that we're in July and we have surpassed the number of deaths of women from last year is absolutely shocking. It is so tragic. We are absolutely devastated. But just listening, just before you come on there, you had Ivana Bacik on. She's absolutely spot on. And this is exactly what we're trying to call on today, is that there's a narrative that has been overtaken about these deaths and about violence against women that we really, really need to stay away from, because we need to focus on what we can do to support these women. So absolutely, one in three women will experience domestic or intimate partner violence. One in two women will experience some sort of sexual violence over their lifetime. But we need to look at what we can do to support women. So we need to have those services fully resourced to make sure that the numbers that they're seeing increasing of women that are coming to them, that they're not turning anybody away. You know, there was a report out a couple of weeks ago to say that there was quite a high number of women who were turned away from refuges last year. So these women, you know, have made the courageous decision to leave the home, and then they're not getting the support that they need.
Yeah, and that's part of the what exacerbates situations where they don't have the option to leave, or that there are hurdles or barriers in place. And then in some instances, as we've seen, it can be too late. So that's something you'd like to see changed.
Absolutely, you know, and for a woman who chooses to leave, there shouldn't be barriers. There needs to be better emergency accommodation, so more refuge spaces, but then also long-term solutions after that. So what we often hear, Jerry, is women saying, you know, I get into a refuge or I get into some sort of emergency accommodation situation, but whenever that ended, I had to make a decision. Do I become homeless or do I go back to the perpetrator? And unfortunately, a number of occasions, women go back to the perpetrators, and that's quite often the most tragic time, because there's a real power imbalance where a woman has had to make the decision to come back. So there's a real power imbalance where the perpetrator now has a huge amount of control. So we need better housing solutions. We need all those services, the Women's Aid, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centres, all of these fabulous organisations to be better resourced. But we also need our justice systems to be reformed in ways that supports victims of sexual violence and domestic violence, because quite often what we see is these women are often re-traumatised just by going through the system. So they can be in different courts, given different evidence. They have to navigate all of this. Quite often they can be named. Their names are smeared across social media. And we really need to see better protections for women who make the brave decision to come forward and to speak out and to try and get away from a domestic abuse situation. But eight women on the island of Ireland so far, like, we have a real problem that really needs to be addressed. You know, an abuse against women and children is committed by men from every community and every background. And in Ireland, the most serious abuse and violent, you know, harm to come to those women and children, you know, it's often carried out by men they know. So it's family members, it's friends, it's boyfriends, it's partners, it's husbands. And we really need to tackle this problem.
Corinne, what impact does those numbers, these stories, and look, I'm conscious there's an investigation underway at the moment in relation to what's happened here in Killarney, but just standing outside the scene over the last number of days, covering the story, every once in a while a woman would stop and ask what has happened. and you'd give an indication as to what has happened, and they would just walk on. But I couldn't help but thinking of the impact that that has on their daily lives and how they feel, how secure or otherwise they feel in their own lives. Another story of another woman dead.
Absolutely. And it does make women feel afraid, you know, to think that, you know, that young woman was just going about living her life and all of a sudden she's no longer with us because of very violent, tragic circumstances. You know, the truth is, Jerry, like, a lot of women in this country don't feel safe. You know, we all hear the stories about women walking with their keys between their fingers, pretending to be on the phone to somebody, walking down, you know, a road to get home. Like women don't feel safe. So we need an all of society approach to really come together to address and to tackle this, because we need to feel safe. We need to feel secure. Like, we won't have gender equality in this country if women are still afraid to walk home after the end of a night out, or even just finishing work and it's maybe winter time and it's a little bit dark. So as a society, we need to come together. And I mean, right from the government levels at the top to having conversations in our homes with our young children, you know, men and women coming together to really, really look and to really tackle this problem.
Okay, and that's something that needs to happen straight away. Corinne, listen, thanks so much for talking to us about that in the programme and giving us your views on the overall picture of violence against women and femicide in this country.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Corinne Hassan there, who is the Executive Director of the National Women's Council, talking about those figures and that issue raised in the Dáil by Ivana Bacsik in relation to where things are at. 8 women on the island of Ireland dead this year in violent circumstances.